Welcome to episode 2604 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day 5 of our series this week. This week, your theme is to manage fear. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided as you work your way through 5 steps to manage your fear. So I'm going to be guiding you through these steps as you meditate today. Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. Meditation can be one of the most important things you do all day long. So I want to share with you the steps you'll be guided through in today's meditation, and it comes from thetoolsbook.com, an article titled 5 Steps to Overcome Fear. Step 1 is to accept it. Fear never goes away. And so when you begin to accept that fear is a natural part of life, then you can begin to work with it. So how do you work with your fear? Step 2 in the article recommends identifying your fear. If you're worried about your job or a spouse or your health or whatever it might be, name it. Because a lot of times you might find yourself pushing down the tendency to recognize what you're afraid of. It's as though you might not want to face it. So identify your fear, name it, and then step 3 is feel it. There is a tendency to push unpleasant feelings away, especially fear. Fear can make you feel very uncomfortable. So this is a process to help you get comfortable with fear. So begin to feel it. Notice where you hold fear in your body. Step 4 is to face it. There might be something that you feel really uneasy about, but you're not really sure what it is. Reflect on what is triggering you to experience any fear. And finally, practice it. Practicing fear means to realize that confronting fear is a skill. It's something you can actually get really good at. Think of people who have to do frightening things on a regular basis, such as people in the military or police officers or doctors. Think about these people who show up with fear and a little anxiety every day. So become comfortable with fear. This is going to help you feel more empowered rather than feeling stuck. So now let's do this together. I invite you to settle yourself down and make yourself comfortable. Sitting up straight, closing your eyes, gently elevating them upwards. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Feel your shoulders relax. Relax your stomach. Mentally affirm this week's affirmation. I am open to possibilities in my life. I am open to possibilities. Now, step 1. Begin to accept that fear is a part of your life. Feel yourself open up to new possibilities to face your fear. Step 2, identify what you are afraid of. What seems to be looming over you, dominating your life? Name this fear. Step 3, feel it. Feel where you hold this fear in your body. Instead of pushing it away, open up to possibilities. Feel where you hold this powerful emotion of fear. Step 4, face it. Become aware of its significance in your life. Facing your fears helps you to become more confident. It disempowers the fear. Step 5, practice it just as you're doing now. You become better and better at facing and managing your fears. This helps you to put your fear into perspective. Allow yourself now to practice facing your fear. You are so worth slowing down for.